Hot 105, as we continue to celebrate Black History Month, we celebrate in the city of Miami Gardens. With us this morning from the city of Miami Gardens, we have Councilman Eberhard Egadaro. Councilman, welcome back to Hot 105. How are you today?
I'm a blessed man, Rodney. How are you? I hope all is well, and we want to give you a shout-out this morning, and also my frat brother, Tom Joyner. We thank you for the great work you do.
There are a number of things happening to celebrate Black History Month in the city of Miami Gardens. You have a business expo, then you have a rites of passage ceremony, and then you have an extravaganza all happening on Saturday, February 27th.
That's correct, Rodney. We have our fourth annual Black History Extravaganza and Business Expo.
And you being an African of Nigerian descent, you make sure you make the connections between Miami Gardens and Africa.
This year, we are having a great day of event. We're starting at about 10 a.m. that morning, Black Business Expo, bringing businesses from Africa, from around the African diaspora, and locally to do a business matchmaking. We're going to have how to do business with America, how to do business with the county, and how to do business with the city of Miami Gardens. As you know, we just passed a $60 million bond, and we have business opportunities for our local entrepreneurs, and we want to encourage them to come out, and they're going to be given instructions on how to do business with the city of Miami Gardens.
Now, you have a lot of opportunities in the city of Miami Gardens in terms of doing business. What are some of those opportunities?
The renovation of our parks, construction. This bond money is mainly for construction and public safety. We're looking at putting programs in the parks. Parks, moving from just traditional sports, football and basketball, to tennis, soccer, culinary arts, in terms of teaching our kids how to become chefs. So those people who have businesses that into hospitality management can be a part of this whole band implementation project. Even we're looking at music in front of the stage, but behind the stage, bringing vendors in to teach our kids how to do all of those lighting and all this stuff that goes into the glitz and glamour of the trade.
That's the first part of your business expo and extravaganza, and it all takes place at what location?
It's going to be at the Betty Ferguson Center, 3000 Northwest 199 Street in Miami Gardens. The business expo starts from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And the second part of your celebration will be a rites of passage program. What time will that start?
A rites of passage program between 4 and 6 p.m. And later that evening, we have a VIP reception. It's going to be a beautiful affair. We'll have music, live entertainment, VIP dinner, and of course, a fashion show hosted by Evelyn Ho, who puts out the Ankara Miami Fashion Show. We're inviting all of our friends. This is a ticketed event, $35 entry fee. If you want to participate, please call 305-914-9186, 305-914-9186. We have a full day of events. Prior events are all free and open to the public, but if you want to come to the VIP reception, call that number. We're honoring community leaders like Barrington Irving, the youngest Black person to fly solo around the world, as well as Zoe Terry with Zoe Dolls, and the current Teacher of the Year in Miami-Dade County Public Schools, Princess Simonette, is going to be honored that evening as well. It's a full day of event. We've planned this for the community. I want to thank all of the staff and the community leaders who've put together this program. Thank the City of Miami Gardens for celebrating Black history in a real way. We do it like you do, 365 or 366, encouraging the community to come out and join us.
Happening this Saturday, it is the fourth annual Black History Business Expo and Extravaganza in the City of Miami Gardens. Now, I also want to congratulate you, Councilman, on your award, the United Negro College Fund.
Thank you, Rodney. I appreciate that, and it's an honor to have been a graduate of that great institution, Florida Murrow University, the birthplace of Negro National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. I'm honored to be recognized in that fashion, and we want to continue to put that great university on the map.